Hey folks, the scientists and urban planners with a desire to keep people in cities are panicking. They realized that the Democrat politicians who have run these once bustling cities into the dirt are scaring away residents with high crime, open air drug use, high taxation, and an endless war on cops. Rather than looking to recent history and learning from the revitalization stories in cities like New York under Rudy Giuliani, they have decided to turn to the press in an attempt to cajole these residents into staying put. From the New York Post today, and I quote, "People living in the suburbs are more likely to be depressed than those in the concrete jungle, a new study suggests." Published last week in the journal Science Advances. I know everybody out there has their subscription to the journal Science Advances, so break out your copy and you can read along with the study. Said study, published in said journal, found that medium-density sprawling suburbs with low-rise buildings and single-family households were at greater risk for depression.
Inconceivable.
Long commutes, less public open space, and lacking population density might be contributing to the plummeting mental health outside the city. According to Stefan Barthol, a principal researcher of urban sustainability at Stockholm University and Yale postdoctorate associate in geography, Karen Chen. Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine this is your job? "Hey, Stephen, what do you do? I'm a principal researcher of urban sustainability at the Stockholm University." These people. Anyway, long story short, what they're saying is stay in the city, you fools. Don't you know how good you have it there? And never forget that the American dream of owning a home in the suburbs just might be your worst nightmare. Ritz out.